Activists and voting rights advocates put local governments on notice this week when they settled a lawsuit with Yakima County to rewrite its election process. According to the settlement, both parties admitted that a court would find evidence the county's election system violated the state's Voting Rights Act. Yakima County's system of government is used by 31 other counties across the state. Voting rights advocates are calling the settlement with Yakima County a watershed moment.
This settlement has ramifications across the state. It proves that voting systems that suppress representation by any group of voters is a violation of our democracy and of our freedom. To other municipalities in Washington, take note of what happened here. If your election system is discriminatory, if it allows a slim white majority to dictate health boards, language access, and funding decisions, it is on its way out.
That's Roxana Neruzzi addressing a crowd during a press conference Wednesday. She's the executive director of One America, which is a statewide immigrant and refugee advocacy organization and one of several plaintiffs in the case against Yakima County. She said Yakima's voting system made it virtually impossible for a Latino or Indigenous person to win an election, despite the 2020 census showing Latinos make up 50% of the county's population.
The way that the election system works in Yakima County is that it's a districted-based election, so the voters in your district vote for you in the primary, but then the entire county votes for your position in the generals. And part of the lawsuit was that practice was discriminatory and didn't allow for people, Latinos and other people of color, to be elected.
Now that the two parties have settled, the county will use district elections for commissioner races, the maps will be redrawn, and county elections will happen in even years when turnout is higher. In a press release, the Yakima County commissioners also called the settlement a win, saying it would allow them to avoid ranked choice voting, which was the other option voting rights groups offered before they sued the county. According to the Washington State Association of Counties, Yakima's election system is the norm, not the exception for county government. Most larger counties in the state have voluntarily changed their charters to district elections, including King, Clark, and Pierce counties. Spokane County is changing two district elections due to a state law going into effect that only applies to that government. Eric Johnson, the executive director of the Washington State Association of Counties, said in the wake of the challenge to Yakima's elections, some counties are discussing their own systems.
I think we'd advise them to certainly be aware of what has transpired in Yakima, what's transpiring right now in Franklin, what went on in Ferry County. So I think all of that is really wise for them to prepare for potential conversations that will come in their community. I think that's very prudent and judicious of them to do.
Franklin County, which is east of Yakima, is 54% Latino, according to the 2020 census, and was sued by voting rights groups in May. Ferry County has also received a complaint from the Colville tribe. Johnson said the Voting Rights Act does give counties the option to change their own form of governments voluntarily.
If a jurisdiction starts to see the folks in that protected class want to proceed in potential litigation, this is a way that all entities can come together and find a potential alternative solution than going through a litigation process.
Neruzzi said after the group's win in Yakima County, the organization is looking at other governments, both cities and counties, for potential violations of the state's Voting Rights Act. She said they are open to conversations, but are willing to sue again if they have to. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.